Welcome to United and the Blades. When did the move come about? When did you know about it?
I spoke to Davey a couple of weeks ago. So obviously we've been chatting now, and I've been away on holiday and stuff. So managed to get together last week and get it sorted.
Of course, I'm guessing your association goes back to your days at Everton. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we played together at Everton for 4 or 5 years.
So is it always something you are both looking to kind of extend your careers into a coaching setup?
Yeah, well, we both started our coaching badges at roughly the same time. Obviously, David then went to Rangers and I stayed at Everton for a bit longer, but we kept in touch and we share the same views and opinions on how the game should be played.
And what about the role you've been given? I think officially it's assistant manager technical. Do you pay much attention to the title? What's your kind of expectations of the role?
I think it's just to along with Adam to Al Davey, with the coaching and the day to day running of the club.
So is it like a number two? Is that how you see it? Are you kind of the sort of sounding board for David? Is that what you see?
I think we both are. To be honest, it's quite a positive management structure that we've got. So it's important that we all bring something to the table.
Well, and obviously, I know you're on your way to Scotland now, aren't you? What's your kind of early impressions of the side so far?
I think it seems a decent enough squad. Obviously, the first time I've had a look around the training facilities this morning, which I was really impressed with. I've been to Sheffield a few times now, obviously playing against United, and obviously Bramall Lane's can be at times a formidable place. I'm overall impressed with everything that I've seen so far.
But with that in mind, did it take much persuading for you to move to United?
No, definitely not. No, I think it's a club that's steeped in history. It's got a reputation of being hard working, hard to beat, and hopefully we can maintain that and hopefully push the club on.
Of course, you were most recently at Coventry City, which had kind of troubles off on and off the field. In terms of a young kind of coach, and I think eventually you were kind of interim manager, how much of a learning curve was that for you?
Well, it was good for me really, because I went from playing and I was thrown straight into it. Done the under 18s, done the 21s, the first team. So I've sort of had the I've been left to experience a lot of things, and hopefully that's progressed me as a coach. So, I'm looking forward to just get stuck into the job now.
And they say they learn a lot from adversity. Was that a case at Coventry?
No, I think it was just some clubs with a lot of resources. You learn, but you learn at a slow pace. But with the current situation of the club, I was having to do a lot of roles, and I think that ultimately helped my progression.
And of course, experience in League One, which is valuable as well, isn't it? Moving to United.
Definitely, yeah. I think that last season, obviously doing all the games and studying the opposition has helped give me a good knowledge of. Obviously, I played in the Premier League and had a couple of seasons in the Championship. I didn't really know much about League One, so I learned a lot about a lot of teams last season.
So, obviously, that's going to help you in terms of briefing David, I guess, in terms of just what to expect going into the new season.
Definitely, yeah. I think there's a lot of players, that he might not know, and a lot of different teams. Where I mean, I'd certainly never been to a lot of places that I played at last season. So, having that will hopefully succeed.
And how important for you to kind of get involved in the team, now pre-season, you're on your way into Scotland now. It's a good way to kind of get to know the players, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Well, took part in the first session this morning, so it would be good that we're thrown into it now. We've got 10 days preparation. Hopefully, all bond the squad, get our ideas and plans into place, and see the fruition of it next season.
And finally, what's your aim while you're with United? What do you hope you can bring to the setup?
Well, ultimately, we want to get United back where it deserves to be playing, and that'll definitely be the plan for us all.